is a remastered version of Triples and Ecstasy, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Boldly go where no one has gone before. Star Trek Online.
G'day everyone, it's Woody Valley here, and welcome to another episode of Tribbles and Ecstasy, episode 121. This is recorded on Friday, the 13th of June, 2014. We're not going to meet anywhere today because we're very short-handed. And in retrospect, it's just me and Skipper. How you going, Skipper?
Hello, everyone. I'm all right.
It's good. Hopefully your computer can hold out today.
Don't forget our invisible host.
Oh yes, we've got an invisible host today. He's just joined us, but he doesn't have any mic, and he's in between jobs and don't have internet at home and anything like that. And he's telling us he has nothing to say. But former co-host Katsu has just joined us for today, just to listen in. So, welcome back there, Katsu. Even though you can't really say anything. Actually, it means we can actually say mean, horrible things about him, and he can't really reply.
Cat says hi, everybody.
Yeah, he says hi. Moving on, we do have a very, very quiet show today. No guests, it's pretty quiet from news-wise. So, just to start off, we just have a little bit of Star Trek news. This weekend, as we record the show this weekend, we just have a little bit of news over the weekend about a new Romulan Survivor Duty Officer pack that has been released. This particular pack is gives you a chance to win a Voth Blue Walk Dreadnought Cruiser. I believe that's what you it's been pronounced.
That's the odd looking one, right? That's the bulky, odd looking one.
Yeah.
The phallus.
Yeah. This is available from last Thursday through till 10th of well not 10th but 10 a.m. Pacific time on Thursday 3rd of July. So that will give us what about roughly about 3 weeks or four weeks to opportunity to for us to give it a try.
And the pack they have to open to get it, Woody, would be the Romulan Survivor Duty Officer packs.
That's right. So yes, it will cost you Zen to actually get this. This is not like a Dropbox where you pick them up and only spend $1.25 to open them. So that's the. So of course, as we mentioned, you got the chance to open up the Dreadnought Cruiser from the Voth Dreadnought Cruiser. There's other little bits and pieces you can actually get from all these sort of things too. You get various duty officer packs ranging from different common, uncommon, rare, doffs.
They've plus, done this about three times, right, Woody? They did it with the Dominion attack ship and the Romulan assimilated cruiser?
Yes, I believe so. Can't remember that far back, and this sort of thing does really interest me very much.
Oh, not the cruiser, the escort.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, the Sulan cell ship, according to Kat, the invisible host, and the top three.
Yeah. Glad we've got a third person on the show. And plus you get some other little bits and pieces with this. A stack of Gamma Quadrant commodities, alien artifacts, both powered and non-powered versions, a random Mark 11 very rare console, stack of embassy provisions, stack of dilithium mine provisions.
Do they include the dilithium mining stuff as well?
Yeah, I believe that's what the dilithium mine provisions are. Probably those tokens, I believe. Don't sue me if I'm wrong, but I believe that might be it. There's some other little bits and pieces here. Romulan Republic reassessment contact. A mission that allows you to exchange 3 white or green officers for 1 green or better duty officers from the pack. So that might come in handy. And plus the Sulban cell ship.
If you folks haven't realized, some of us haven't been in game for a bit. And we're just kind of picking up now.
So some computers have just come back from the hospital, put in simple words.
Not hospital for intelligence, to put it back together again, like Humpty Dumpty.
Yep. Just don't put him back up on the wall.
Yep, and knock him off when you get mad.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't there Star Trek Destinations having something going on this month? Or soon? I believe October, maybe, right?
Was it Star Trek Destination? Is that one of the fan films, or the...
Destination was the convention, I believe, where William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, Jerry Ryan, a bunch of others. Denise Cosby.
Oh, convention. That's what you're talking about.
Yep.
Yeah, we can talk about that a little bit later on. Let's just quickly keep on going here with the news with this lock. What'd you call it?
The PAX.
PAX, yes. Just a quick brief outline of the chance of winning this Voth Dreadnought Cruiser. All factions can use it. Rank required is level 40, which is Rear Admiral, Lower Half, Fed, Brigadier General, or a Sub Admiral level 1. Hull is 45,000, shield modifier 1.2, crew at 2,000, four weapons, four aft, four device slots. Base turn rate of 7 degrees, which is not too bad there. Bridge officer stations is 1 lieutenant tactical, 1 commander engineering, 1 lieutenant science, 1 engineering universal, 1 lieutenant commander universal. Console modifications, 2 tactical, 2 engineering, 2 tactical, 5 engineering, 3 science. It's also got a hangar bay. Can equip dual cannons. Does fit the matter-antimatter warp core. There's a universal console there called the Ward Repair Ship. Wide-angle transphasic chronoton torpedo launcher. Communication abilities, command weapon systems efficiency, and tracked fire. So it's not a bad ship there. It's, you know, very well built, so definitely worth it if you like spending your Zen there to pick it up and get a chance to get it. But it's pretty much similar like to a lockbox, where it gives you a chance, but the chances might be very slim. So it's, you know, it's discretion of the customer who wants to give this a try. So
a ship collector.
Yeah, a ship collective could do it. Yeah, or put in simple words, if it's not bound to character, you're probably bound to pick it up on the exchange. So for, you know, a couple of hundred million EC. So, moving on here. There is, shows how quiet it is coming out of Cryptic at the moment. Just all we've got left here with Stone News is just some release notes. So we'll just briefly give it a bit of a run through that. So the release notes for last week on the when released on the for the maintenance on June the 12th. There's just some basic ones, general. The Romulan engineering kit obtained via the training vendor now rewards all Mark 12 modules. The Spire experimental science kit Mark 12 obtained via training vendor now includes green uncommon biofilter suite module instead of the white common one. So a little bit there. There's some little bit of repairs with the Undyne space zone, battle zone. The special duty officer assignments are now available in the battle zone, and you can access assignments in the entrance of the Undyne battle zone. So now I find the DOF missions in the Spire zone, in the Allied zone, or any of the enemy zones have been quite good. DOF missions, I quite like to light up on DOF missions while I'm in there. So, yep.
Isn't an Alachi Red Alert weekend as well?
Yes, or there is. Was that monthly? There is a lot. Yep. We'll get that. We'll talk about that next after the release notes. Yeah, there is some other little bits and pieces here. Some other little pieces here I noticed when reading these release notes is the upper category of a female armor suit no longer has bare skin option. What I've been hearing is a lot, if you've got a Cation character, which is supposed to have fur all round. Apparently, if you put it into a more open style costume, something like that, apparently your head is be like a Cation, but the body will be human. So, and a little bit on the vice versa side, I heard some males can get some hair on their chest and stuff like that. So they done some fixing up there. So just, you know, had a little bit of costume repairs there as well. And plus they've done a whole heap of summer events. Just fixing up there with some issues there. One noticeable is the Vulcans couldn't knock down the Sandcastle's ability. Now they do have it. Even though they probably find it being very highly illogical to knock down a Sandcastle. So one of my dry jokes there. Plus other little bits and pieces. The Horgun Hunt event now lasts for the full 15 minutes instead of ending 1 minute early. That's something I've actually noticed. It's a last minute rush to get it, and I had a minute to go and two Horgons to get, and next minute I ran out of time and couldn't get the last two, so drat type of thing. So there's other bits and pieces that have been fixed there. No one there also comes to my mind too is they actually put some details on the hoverboards, so you know what speed and turn they have now on the particular boards, which they didn't have before the maintenance when they all first released the the events. So I find that quite handy as well. So, yep. All right, let's... Yeah. Let's... got this particular weekend happening where they got the Ilachi weekend. Just see if I can find the notes for it. Also got the Hearts and Minds as well. This is the 4th July, the 13th, Friday the 13th. Right, yep. So now we got the Ilachi Alert Weekend this weekend, where for a limited time the Ilachi Alert Queue event will return to Stowe from Thursday, June the 12th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time through to Monday, June the 16th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. Close these doors to sell space and retrieve bonus marks, mark rewards. So,
bonus is 50% marks during the event.
Yep. So it's certainly very handy to get the various marks that you are wanting for the to help out with your reputation there. So certainly take advantage of it. If obviously probably the time this show actually gets released, it'd probably be all over. So hopefully people have managed to take the advantage of it before listening to the show about this particular event. So hopefully people enjoy it. So, of course, fortunately this weekend we can't do it live, so we can't tell people straight away.
Yeah. Have you seen the new ship? The newer Horizon ship?
Yes, we talked about it last week. Far as I got told, people say it's not terribly big compared to the
Corvette.
So I haven't seen anyone flying around as of yet. So the people might be interested in it. The ship collectors. But also this weekend, since it's coming as we're recording, it's Friday the 13th, so that's probably why we're shorthanded. Everyone's scared to jump online. It might be spooked or scared or something like that. So, yes, we've got that Hearts and Minds mission where you go visit a mad Vulcan who seems to go very overboard with the cloning. So that particular mission has returned. The rewards is a Lerper and the a blue Vulcan Doff of the particular Doctor we're talking about. So for some people who've been around for a while, it might not be type of mission you want to go repeat unless you've got some new characters to play with. But and some people might find it quite good to get their wits frightened out of them to play. So it's actually saying here that it's not actually on for very long. It's going to be shut down at 6 a.m. Pacific time on Saturday, June 14th, so it's only going to be on for like 2 days. So we've got that particular event on going at the moment. Of course, when the time the show officially gets released, it'll probably be all over, so hopefully people who want to play get the opportunity to play it. So definitely a good reward from it. So moving on from Star Trek news, or Star Trek Online news, I should say, we've just got some other Star Trek news here. Just to let everyone know that the Destination Star Trek has returned to London in October of 2014. There has been quite a long list of guests turning up. Just, you know, the initial crowd of William Shatner, Jerry Wine, Ryan, Shell Nichols, Jonathan Frakes, you know, pretty much most of the G&T crew, you know, some of the Voyager crew, and some movie guests and all that. Leonard Nimoy is doing a video feed and talking to the crowd that way. And of course, he has got family in hell, so he probably find traveling there might be a bit too much. So it's good of him to actually do a video feed of that particular event. So it's definitely worth popping
User
along if
disconnected
you can.
From your channel.
Just also on a side note, the Midnight Shadow is actually going to be there for a booth. He's going to be representing the G&T show with the Celestial Book Club, and he's going to be attending, manning a booth there, pretty much representing the G&T show. So it's a good way to actually meet him for our UK or Europe listeners who are going to it. Yeah, so you're able to get to meet him that way, so you won't have to search him out in the crowd. So, the event's in October from 3rd to the 5th of October. So definitely worth the while if you want to go to it. So and plus we also don't forget for USA people, we got Las Vegas. They're starting to get pretty close to the 100 mark for guests on the show for the convention. That's running from the 31st of July through to the 3rd of August. So, definitely, if you've got the opportunity, don't miss out on that. And also on a side note too, the G&T show has done a supplemental. I'll make sure that's in the show notes for people who want to come to conventions and stuff like that. I find it very, very helpful, where they pretty much share their experiences in going to conventions. So you have the initial G&T crowd of Terry Lynn, Nick or Gettysburg 7 on Ceridium, but they also had the lovely Janice, which is Nick's fiance, and Adrian Grady also on the show too, and they all have shared their experiences with going to conventions and whatnot. So I definitely recommend on having a listen so you get some idea of what's it like to go to a convention. Of course, they mostly focus on the Las Vegas convention, but all around, I think it's I find it quite helpful and quite informative to listen to, because as I mentioned in past episodes, I'm looking to go to Las Vegas in 2016, so at least I've got an idea what to expect when I'm over there. So it's definitely worth listening to. Last but not least, I do have a Foundry mission to talk about. This Foundry mission is called Lost and Found. It's by the author Chinook 0010. It's a Federation mission, and it's you do fight Romulans, so I can't remember what level the Romulans are that you may fight. Give the basic outline of the story. You get sent out to a nebula in the Gamma Orionis sector. I think that's what it's called. The one sector where all the Borg hang out. So you could go there, and you go to that deep space station. It's not like a Deep Space Nine type space station, but it's in deep space. Where you go there, a bit like a post. You go there, give it hand assistance, to clear some enemy ships, click clear. Some Omnians that are trying to attack a transport ship that's delivering supplies to the station. Make some repairs to the station. And other little bits and pieces, you know, assist with what you can do to the station. Put in simple words, then next we know you've had a major scale attack from the Romulans, and finding out that they had a Romulan operative in your midst on the station, because they were interested in the Genesis program that they're looking into, or trying to revive on that particular station. So I'm talking about the Genesis program as in from Rafa Khan and Cetra Spock movies. Of course that was unsuccessful. It is a bit long mission, but it's not dialogue heavy, which is good. It's, you know, plenty of action involved in interaction. Of course, you know, battle scenes, both space and ground, as well as, you know, do some console clicking and click on a box to get some parts and stuff like that. It doesn't go overboard terribly much with the dialogue, so it's a very nice balanced mission there. Just the side of things with dialogue, there is some, not so much in the way of spelling, just grammar mistakes. There's just a couple of places where it just didn't use a capital letter to start a sentence, or like I am, it didn't use a capital I. It's just some small minor things there. I try not to you know, persecute him for that, but it is noticeable. So I did mention that in the in my review. So hopefully, if this particular author is still around, he can actually spend, you know, 5-10 minutes just to go through and fix it up. Or hopefully have someone there to go through with him to, you know, have a second pair of eyes to help him fix it up. That's about the only real bad thing, you know, minor thing about it. Other than that, you know, he did do a very good job with this particular mission. You know, I give him 4 stars for it. And, you know, nice dilithium tip with it as well. So I definitely recommend in playing this mission. It is a little bit out of the way type of mission. You do have the travel there. It's, you know, not exactly leave from Earth space dock type of mission. So, but, you know, for the effort that you put into it, it's definitely worth the play. So, you know, don't hold it against him putting the starting point so far away. So the mission again is called Lost and Found by Chinook 0010, and certainly worth the play. By the looks of things, we've come to a close with what we have planned to share with everyone. So sorry about the shortness, and sorry about the shortness of hosts on the show this particular week. I haven't heard any reason why they're not here, but thanks for joining us anyway, and I really hope you can join us next week, where we're going to have some more permanent hosts as well coming aboard. So thanks for joining us, and hope to see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to tonight's broadcast of Tribbles in Ecstasy, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be sure to check holosuitemedia.com and iTunes for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Tribbles in XTC. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to thetribblesinecstasy@gmail.com, the only place where Tribbles and Klingons are friends.
Boldly go where no one has gone before. Star Trek Online.